Tarea 3.
Zero.
Yes, I was saying that my scientific father, if I had one, was my biological father. He taught me to read when I was five or so, and when he saw I was interested in biology, we had innumerable conversations as I was growing up. I began working in his lab at the age of 14, and as I matured and became an independent scientist, these conversations continued. The only problem with having a father like that, I would say, is that you're supposed to surpass your teachers. That was a little bit difficult for me to do. It was psychologically difficult even for me to beat him in a game of chess because I was so much in awe of him. Although that day did come, and then we were more or less evenly matched.
One.
I really pondered this one because I was a terrible student. I went to many schools and was kicked out of every single one. But at every point in my life, there was one teacher who said, there's something special about you. And in high school, Mrs. Lippman nominated me for the biggest award at our high school, an international award, after I was kicked out of my own school. I was grateful to her. But it's taken me many years to really understand what that meant institutionally for a teacher to put her faith in somebody who was in that much trouble and who had done so many bad things over more typical straight-A honor students. You know, and that's kind of an amazing thing. And I think we all have that in our lives, the teacher who saw something in us when no one else did.
Two.
I grew up on a farm, and as a small kid, I think, nature around me was probably my best teacher. That is where it all started, where I asked endless questions to my father and mother. And on the farm, you know, there is so much to discover. How is it possible that from such a tiny seed, a big sunflower grows? And then, of course, when I was at the university and I became a chemist, I think I have to mention one person, Professor Hans Winberg. He was American, and he stimulated us so much to discover my own molecules, to make my own molecules. And that opened for me a completely new world, to be able to go beyond Mother Nature to design molecules of my own that never existed before. That was absolutely a teaching experience, you know, to do experiments in the lab and to discover something completely unexpected. I think that was the best teacher of all.
Three.
Well, actually, well, my first best teacher is my family, in a way, because they have been very supportive in a way that they left me to do what I wanted and to exercise all the freedom I could have. And since I was extremely curious, I can tell you I did a lot of experimental setup in my home and in my house and in the garden. And this is really the first one. The second one is, I think I had a long series of teachers. I cannot really point to a specific one, but what they did is something really crucial to me. I think they just managed to convey to me that learning is fun. And I always had this feeling, and I'm always trying to give that to the others. I mean, learning is so much fun, and you can do so much when you're learning. So these are, to me, my kind of most impactful event. Of course, there's a lot of books and people I can name, but that's exactly this kind of surrounding that makes me, I think, what I am.
Four.
Well, like it's already been said, I had a lot of really good teachers, so it's hard to pick. I'll just give a couple examples. In high school, my grade 9 science teacher, and she was also my grade 13 chemistry teacher, her husband was a chemistry professor at the university. And so she would bring in little experiments to do in front of us. And she was all about the wonder and all about the excitement of it and all about that. She also, the one time I was on a high school band trip and had to miss the test, and a bunch of us did, she brought in chocolate bars for all of us after class when we were doing it. You know, after hours, she's, you can't think great on an empty stomach. And she made sure we all had our chocolate bar, which I thought was so cute and sweet of her. But on the other hand, unlike all of my colleagues here, in high school science, I was sometimes very lazy. And we had to do some kind of science fair project. And I don't even remember what I did, but I didn't put my heart and soul in it. And I've been asked a lot, especially as a woman, you know, did I get encouragement, even if I was a girl? And I had a male physics teacher, and he sat me down and went, Donna, I'm so disappointed in you. For heaven's sakes, I know you are so much better than this. And it's not acceptable. You should be doing so much more. So I've had teachers on both sides.
Zero.
Yes, I was saying that my scientific father, if I had one, was my biological father. He taught me to read when I was 5 or so, and when he saw I was interested in biology, we had innumerable conversations as I was growing up. I began working in his lab at the age of 14, and as I matured and became an independent scientist, these conversations continued. The only problem with having a father like that, I would say, is that you're supposed to surpass your teachers. That was a little bit difficult for me to do. It was psychologically difficult even for me to beat him in a game of chess because I was so much in awe of him, although that day did come and then we were more or less evenly matched.
One.
I really pondered this one because I was a terrible student. I went to many schools and was kicked out of every single one. But at every point in my life, there was one teacher who said, there's something special about you. And in high school, Mrs. Lippman nominated me for the biggest award at our high school, an international award, after I was kicked out of my own school. I was grateful to her. But it's taken me many years to really understand what that meant institutionally for a teacher to put her faith in somebody who was in that much trouble and who had done so many bad things over more typical straight-A honor students. You know, and that's kind of an amazing thing. And I think we all have that in our lives, the teacher who saw something in us when no one else did.
Two.
I grew up on a farm. And as a small kid, I think nature around me was probably my best teacher. That is where it all started, where I asked endless questions to my father and mother. And on the farm, you know, there is so much to discover. How is it possible that from such a tiny seed, a big sunflower grows? And then, of course, when I was at the university and I became a chemist, I think I have to mention one person, Professor Hans Winberg. He was American, and he stimulated us so much to discover my own molecules, to make my own molecules. And that opened for me a completely new world, to be able to go beyond Mother Nature to design molecules of my own that never existed before. That was absolutely a teaching experience, you know, to do experiments in the lab and to discover something completely unexpected. I think that was the best teacher of all.
Three.
Well, actually, my first best teacher is my family, in a way, because they had been very supportive, in a way that they left me to do what I wanted and to exercise all the freedom I could have. And since I was extremely curious, I can tell you, I did a lot of experimental setup in my home and in my house and in the garden. And this is really the first one. The second one is, I think I had a long series of teachers. I cannot really point to a specific one, but what they did is something really crucial to me. I think they just managed to convey to me that learning is fun. And I always had this feeling, and I'm always trying to give that to the others. I mean, learning is so much fun, and you can do so much when you're learning. So these are, to me, my kind of most impactful events. Of course, there's a lot of books and people I can name, but that's exactly this kind of surrounding that makes me, I think, what I am.
Four.
Well, like it's already been said, I had a lot of really good teachers, so it's hard to pick. I'll just give a couple examples. In high school, my grade 9 science teacher, and she was also my grade 13 chemistry teacher. Her husband was a chemistry professor at the university. And so she would bring in little experiments to do in front of us. And she was all about the wonder and all about the excitement of it and all about that. She also, the one time I was on a high school band trip and had to miss the test, and a bunch of us did, she brought in chocolate bars for all of us after class when we were doing it, you know, after hours. She's, you can't think great on an empty stomach. And she made sure we all had our chocolate bar, which I thought was so cute and sweet of her. But on the other hand, unlike all of my colleagues here, in high school science, I was sometimes very lazy, and we had to do some kind of science fair project. And I don't even remember what I did, but I didn't put my heart and soul in it. And I've been asked a lot, especially as a woman, you know, did I get encouragement even if I was a girl? And I had a male physics teacher, and he sat me down and went, "Dawn, I'm so disappointed in you. For heaven's sakes, I know you are so much better than this. And it's not acceptable. You should be doing so much more." So I've had teachers on both sides,